Welcome to Hearts Alive, a lectionary-based Sunday school curriculum bringing all hearts to Jesus. Today's Bible background is for Year B, Fall, Week 7. The Big Idea. When we have big questions, we should go to God with them. We can approach His throne with confidence because of Jesus. Memory verse, Hebrews 4:16a. Let us boldly approach God's throne of grace. Bible background. Job's family has been destroyed and his home demolished. His wealth has disappeared. His wife has begged him to curse God and die. Still, he refuses to sin against God. Job is a righteous man, but he is exhausted. Tragic loss was followed by intense physical pain. Satan has tempted him beyond what most of us could imagine. His suffering foreshadows one who would endure unimaginable suffering, the Redeemer, before whom Job longs to stand and make his case. In the midst of Job's suffering, the religious people come. Job's well-intentioned friends just make matters worse. For 19 chapters, Job listens to them offer speculative explanations of his situation and give weak advice. He answers them every time, always standing up for God and for His right to make His case before Him. It is God's right to do what He wants, they repeat. If Job will just seek God, everything will be great, Bildad promises. Job must be covering up some sin, Zophar says, with threats of what will happen if he refuses to open his heart to Him. These sorry comforters are just guessing, offering their special spin as if they had the answers. It would be wiser, Job finally tells them, if they would just keep their mouths shut. But they continue rebuking, speculating, and accusing, and their words feel like an attack. Running throughout Job's responses to them is a steady faith in God. I know that my Redeemer lives. In the end, He will stand on the earth. Though my skin be destroyed, in my body I'll see God. Even though Job has lost everything and his physical condition is a horror to all who see and smell him, still Job believes that he will one day see God. He cannot wait for that day. Job's story, a poem, is extreme, written before God's people had a written law. Still Job believes in the goodness of God. Though he is terrified, Job longs for the day he can stand before God and make his case. This is a test, and Job is going to pass. The book of Job is surely about suffering, but there is a way in which Job's suffering is unlike ours. Job was great among men, righteous before God, totally upright and devoted to God. In a way, Job does not represent the universal suffering of sinful beings. Instead, he is a type of Christ, our sinless Messiah, who endured immeasurable suffering so that we might be saved. Like Job, Christ's unwavering trust brought glory to God. When Job says he knows that his Redeemer lives, is it possible he knew of the one who would come after him, whose suffering would bring about the reconciliation of all who would put their trust in him? Like Job, Jesus was surrounded by people who could not understand. He was amazed when people understood even just a little. Luke 7:9. Like Job, Jesus trusted only God. Jesus' suffering and death opened a way for us, tearing the curtain that separated us from a holy God. Matthew 27:51, Ephesians 2:4-16. Now we can take our big, scary questions to God. We can approach His throne with confidence. There we will find mercy and peace. Hebrews 4:16a. It is not likely that all our questions will be answered in this life, but God is pleased for us to come to Him, and He is glorified when we seek Him for answers instead of looking to the world for explanations. As He helps us through our questions and comforts us in all our sufferings, we can offer the same comfort to others. Suffering is universal, and questions about suffering are inevitable. Sometimes answers are unavailable, but mercy and comfort always await us when we bring our case before the throne of God. For more information on our children's and adult curriculums, go to BibleStudyMedia.com.